everyone, and welcome to another special episode of Learn with Dr. G. That's me. Today, I am so excited to introduce you to the Microsoft and Wonder Woman 1984 Game Idea Challenge, which has already started and ends January 25th, 2021. Stay tuned to hear how you can join in and win some awesome prizes. You might recall from some previous Learn with Dr. G episodes that we launched Microsoft Learn modules inspired by the Wonder Woman 1984 film, now in theaters and on HBO Max. Well, we're back with more. But first, I want to introduce you to someone awesome who's going to help me tell you all about this challenge. I'm here with Yesenia Cisneros, who is a program manager in Xbox on one of my favorite games, Minecraft. Yesenia, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Sarah. Hi, everyone. As Sarah mentioned, I am a PM on Minecraft. Basically, I get to work closely with the development team to identify ways to make Minecraft even more fun.
Oh, that is so cool. And speaking of making games fun, that is really what this challenge is all about. The goal is to illustrate your enthusiasm for learning to code and the potential to use games to help others.
Yes. The Microsoft and Wonder Woman 1984 Game Idea Challenge is open to any legal resident of the 50 United States who is ages 18 years or older. To participate, you must think of an original game idea that can help others, and then create an original short video that shows you're learning to code as you develop your game idea. Your idea can include characters from the film Wonder Woman 1984 or products from Microsoft, but that's not a requirement.
And this wouldn't be a Learn with Dr. G episode if there weren't also some learning to code in there. As Yesenia said, your video should show how you're learning to code as well as your progress in designing this game. Novice coders are highly encouraged to participate. The judges are looking for videos that showcase great ideas and illustrate your journey while learning to code. And I hear your game idea can be pretty much anything.
Yeah, you could design a game that teaches culture or history.
Ooh, or you could imbue Wonder Woman's values into like a character story.
Or you could pick a game you love and add to it.
Yes, I have so many games that I've played that I want to have like a side quest or alternate ending. That would be so much fun. Okay. So you create a game idea and you're like ready to record it. You've recorded your idea. You've talked about how you learned to code on your journey. But how do you actually submit this?
To submit your video for consideration, save it to a publicly accessible website. Then visit microsoft.com/inculture/WonderWoman1984 and follow instructions to complete the registration form, including the link to your video. The registration form and the video together are your entry, so make sure you do both.
Yes, please make sure that you read the official entry rules that's right next to that submission button. Okay, but what is it that folks can win?
I am so glad you asked. So you'll have a chance to win a grand prize of a Surface Book laptop, an Xbox controller inspired by Wonder Woman 1984, and an Xbox Series X console.
Oh my gosh, that is so amazing.
I know, right?
Okay, we know that this can be daunting, but remember, you're not being judged on how well you can make a video game. The judging criteria is equally distributed amongst five key factors inspired by Wonder Woman herself. Number one, that the game concept considers equity and inclusion.
Two, the concept reflects the contributions and learnings from peers.
Three, that you show due diligence to utilize basic coding skills.
Four, the storytelling of your video shares a learning journey, not just the final output.
And five, that the video is engaging and crisp, hitting all of these points in just under 2 minutes. And we'll be here along the way to help you out. Each Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, starting January 4th, I will have new guests on my show, Learn with Dr. G, who are experts in video game development, here to help you get started. So even if you're not submitting for the challenge, you should join in and learn something about game development along the way.
Seriously, you don't want to miss out on this. There's going to be amazing people joining us, and I'll be back with Dr. G on February 12th to announce the winners.
We're so excited to start this game challenge journey, and we cannot wait to see what you all make. And don't forget, Wonder Woman 1984 is in theaters and on HBO Max. Happy coding, everyone.